couldn't get the mule to do anything right, so the man picked up a big 2x4 and went right between his eyes, hit him right between the eyes with it. Another man said, why are you doing that? And he said, well, I just, with a mule, you gotta get his attention. You ever see people beat mules like that?
I seen people beat horses over the head, yeah. Beat mules,
That was the kind of mule that just wasn't getting enough feed most of the time.
Most of the time, right.
Well, have you ever been in a situation with somebody where they got real angry at you? Mad at you?
Well, I guess so in life. But I was always able to keep from getting in trouble. There's always a way that you can get by that fella that gets too mad at you without getting in trouble with him. There's always a way that you can get by him. You can walk away from him or don't pay him no mind. Just walk off like if you wouldn't say nothing. That's a whole lot better than stand up there and get beat up or beat him up. You don't get nothing for that. So I never have had no trouble with nobody enough to have a fight or squabble over whoever I told what I want to say, and I don't care what he answered. I'd walk away from him if I didn't like what he said. If he just told me something to make me mad enough, I'd just walk away. That's all. I said, well.
You just kept calm. You gotta keep.
Right, keep cool, that's all.
Keep calm?
That's right. It ain't no use to. It don't do no good if you, you know, if you could say it. If you could get mad and hit him and get something out of him. But you might hit him, he might hit you, and you might get the worst after it's all done. So why do anything like that? So you're better off walking off. Y'all both better off when you walk off and don't do nothing about it.
When somebody's about to lose his temper, what might you say to him? Just keep
cool, that's all.
Keep calm?
Keep your temper down. But you're a whole lot better off from walking away from him. Because some people get mad enough that they'll do anything while they're mad. And if you would just walk away, it's better for both of y'all if you can do it. And I was always able to do that.
Would you tell people to calm down?
And if I'm right for something, I'm gonna say it one time. And I don't care what he says. I ain't gonna answer him. He can tell me it's not right, but then I'm gonna, if it make me mad, I'm gonna walk away from him. That's all. I ain't gonna argue with him. It's no use to argue. For some people will argue with which all day about something, you know. They think they know better whether they know better or not. They just won't argue with you. No matter if you're right, that don't mean that. They'll argue with you that you're wrong. So if you're right, the best thing you can do, tell him you're right, and then leave him argue by himself. Walk away from him. Let him stay talking by himself, talking to the wall or to the wind or anything.
If you've been working very hard, you say you're very,
very tired.
You've been working very, very hard. You're very, very tired, you say, I'm all...
Well, that's the way I used to... That was me. I said, well, I'm tired, Lord. I've been working hard. I'm tired.
I'm all what?
I never say I'm all pooped out or anything. I hear some people say I'm all pooped out or something like that, but I never use that expression. I say, well, I'm burned out or I'm tired, something like that. You know, I'll say, well, I'm burned out. Or wore out, something like that. Pooped out, I never used that. A lot of people do, but I never did.
Say, somebody had to come home from work early, or something like that, you'd say, well, she was fine.